But in the meantime, we're hanging out with Tim Norlin, Vice President of Driver Employment with Rail Transport. And Tim, one of the things I picked up yesterday in Orlando was a copy of the truck paper. I have not seen a truck paper in a long time. And we were just discussing truck prices over the break. And I asked if you guys were adding some equipment. So you got some good news.
Well, yeah, we are taking advantage. You know, a lot of companies aren't buying equipment. We decided to buy equipment. We're upgrading our fleet. We're pulling a lot of those 400,000-mile trucks and replacing them with brand-new Cascadias.
Wow.
Yeah.
So exciting.
I tell you, it's fun to come in on a Monday morning, and the first day I saw it, it scared me to death. Mm. I thought, what in the world happened? There were all these trucks parked in the yard. I was like, what in the heck's going on? Well, half of them were new and half of them were trades. Our maintenance department is just going gangbusters right now.
Are they?
Yeah. You know, they strip all the decals and they wash them and buff them and, mm-hmm. and put, you know, tires with 50% tread on and all that good stuff and, you know, get them ready to go. And then,
trade term tires.
Yeah.
Exactly. May Pops is what we always call them.
Yeah. So the guys are coming in with a brand new Cascadias and they're parking them. They're taking the keys inside. They're getting the keys to the trade trucks and away they go.
See you later.
Yeah.
Yep. Boy, I tell you. After the show, I got some stories for you, man, about delivery of new trucks. I hope you don't have any really bad experiences. I had a really bad experience once. I'll share that a little bit later.
Okay.
But buying new equipment,
that's
a signal.
We're investing in our future.
It means that you guys are in a good position. Mm-hmm. It means that you are going to be able to recruit and say to somebody or maybe even a driver who's been on for some time, hey, we are investing in a new piece of equipment for you to get into and be successful.
Yeah.
I think it's more than just a new truck. It's a statement.
It really is. And, you know, we take pride in our downtime time. You know, we measure down. Trucks are going to break down. You know, all the miles that they run, things are going to happen. Tires are going to get popped. Things are going to break. But because our fleet is so new, we measure downtime literally in hours. You know, and I know some places drivers are down for days. I can remember working for a carrier where a guy would be in the shop for 3 or 4 days to have a water pump replaced or an alternator or something like that. I think don't quote me on this, but we're in the 2 to 3 hour range of downtime when a truck is at one of our terminals for maintenance. Closer to 4 hours when they're out on the road. But our maintenance team is top notch. We can often diagnose what's wrong with the truck because we've had experience and call the shop and say, this is what's wrong with it. Mm-hmm. You need to plug in your diagnostics and change this or do that. It's not even a part issue. And they appreciate that. They learn something and our drivers are back on the road.
And by the way, while you're in there, go ahead and give them 4 more miles per hour.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
But that, you know, that would be really nice. So, yeah, I mean, if you could do it, I'm sorry. I'll probably get a talking to after that. Now, well, here's a question I have with regard to that used piece of equipment that comes out of service with Rail.
Yeah.
Are there any types of programs? Say you have a driver that wants to get into a lease. They know the truck that they're coming out of and they like the truck. Would you give them an option at ownership of that piece of equipment?
We have had drivers do that. We do have a lease program.
You do? Okay.
But, you know, we try to give drivers lease trucks that have, well, the drivers tell us what they want. I want a truck with 100,000. I want a truck with 200,000.
Okay.
Whatever it is. And they will buy them outright and they'll run them out to 700,000, 800,000, 900,000 miles. Mm. And when the truck's wore out, they'll sell it for what they can get and they'll lease another truck from us. So, yeah. And we a lot of our trucks go through the dealer on trade, but we do sell trucks outright to buyers as well. So if you're in the market for a well-maintained fleet truck, give us a call. We'll get you in touch with the right people.
Well, while you're in town, we are talking about retention as well. And so I think that folds into that conversation about giving drivers options for what the future of their career looks like. And that may help a little bit on that retention piece.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a great program that we have. Typically, our lease has a down payment, a rather large down payment. But if a company driver drives for Rail for at least 90 days as a solo driver, we waive that down payment.
Okay.
Which really saves them some money. And it's a great way for somebody that thinks they want to get into a lease and they're coming to us brand new from wherever and have no experience with rail. It's a great opportunity for them to learn about us, and we get to learn about them and make sure that that's a good partnership before signing on the dotted line and owning a piece of equipment.
Sure. Yeah, I tell you what. From that retention side of the conversation, do you have any idea of what you might be hearing at the convention next couple of days on retention?
Yeah. In fact, we just talked about it here a couple of weeks ago in a different webinar that I listened in on.
You and webinars.
Oh, I love them, man. I knowledge is power, right? Yeah, so I want to know as much as I can. Yeah, turnover's up. We know that. But it's not all drivers everywhere across the board. Drivers, experienced drivers that have been through a freight cycle before. So these are drivers that have been driving 10, 12 years. They're sitting, standing pat. They're staying where they're at. Mm. They know it's a freight cycle. They know how to weather the storm, mm-hmm. what they have to do to get through it. The turnover is happening with drivers that jumped in to the market during COVID, the COVID boom, when freight was everywhere and rates were sky high, and now all of a sudden it's not. And those guys that jumped into leases, they're turning their trucks in, they're going back to being a company driver. Or in a lot of cases, they're saying, trucking is not for me, can't do it, I'm out. We're seeing a lot of folks exit the market, which some drivers are going to say, oh, that's good, we got too many rookie drivers out there anyway. But, you know, they're coming back at some point as the freight picks up.
Right.
We'll attract that group of drivers back in. It always happens.
Now, do you guys allow owner-operators to lease on and run your freight as well?
Absolutely.
So that guy that got a truck but just wants to partner with you guys on freight?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a pretty robust owner-operator program at Rail. In fact, we just had a meeting on that today. What does that look like as we go forward? You know, we've seen some erosion there for the reasons that I mentioned.
Yeah.
A lot of guys jumped in when rates were high. But that's going to come back as well, and we rely on partnering with those business owners. We have a lot of owner-operators that have been with us, oh my gosh, like years and years and years and years. They're on their third or fourth truck with us. So, you know, people think of Rail as maybe because we have a CDL program, training program, as a starter company. That's just one segment of Rail. What you don't see is all the veteran drivers that are with us, all the owner-operators that have been with us for years and years. We've got a driver that's about to hit his 6 millionth accident-free mile.
Wow. There you go.
So, yeah. And
just a rookie.
Just a rookie. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So we're excited about him. Hopefully he'll be turning that 6 millionth mile here real soon. And trust me, we'll make a splash out of that, because that's something most drivers never – you don't accomplish one, let alone 6 million miles.
Right. Wow. I tell you what. Now, I'm sure you guys have a program for noticing that operator.
Absolutely.
Are you at liberty to discuss how you celebrate that?
Yeah, absolutely. Our award ceremony is every April. We bring everybody into Marshfield. You stayed at the Hotel Marshfield, so you know.
Yes, I did.
That's where it's at.
Clean sheets.
It's a nice hotel.
It is.
Yeah,
nice.
A really nice hotel. But we bring them in, have a you know, it's a big celebration. And we honor all the award recipients, and it's safe miles, it's years of service, and it's drivers, non-drivers. We're all there to celebrate. And then it's a limited venue, so we can't invite everybody in there. I mean, all the award recipients, obviously, and their families.
Sure.
But then we have what we call the after party. So that big atrium there at the hotel, we open that all up, and we have food and appetizers, and the bar's open, and everybody has a good time.
Fantastic. Yeah. All right. Well, we're out of time, man. That hour flew by.
It did.
I hope you have a great conference.
Thank you.
Next couple of days. I'm sure I'll be seeing you tomorrow and Friday.
Sure.
Bopping around at the event.
Yeah.
And I hope you win some awards this year. I know you've been an award recipient yourself.
I don't think I'll win an award, but I got to help choose the award winner this
best
year.
Best dressed?
Yeah.
Don't get the best dressed? Shiniest head?
There you go. That's me.
I'm kidding. Tim Norland, Vice President, Driver Employment with the Rail Transport. You guys, check them out. Rail.jobs, ROEHL.jobs, or RAIL.jobs. They got a great company. They got great people working there. And they also have cheese. So it's never a bad decision. We're going to start moving out of the way for the second hour break.